Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 8, 2018, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a huge success. Well, ladies, Happy New Year to you, and I trust that you had a great weekend and your new year is off to a great start with your business, and you are full of ideas and you are ready to make it happen for 2018. You know, as always here at Successful Woman Radio, our number one goal is to bring you inspiration and motivation and, you know, and just put ideas and information in front of you that's going to help you really create that next level business. We want you to generate high five-figure, six-figure income so that you can plan to move to seven figures and beyond. But, you know, it's all up to you. It's about where you are and what you want to do for yourself and for your business, for your legacy, you know, how serious you are about your business, how in touch you are with yourself as the CEO and owner of your company. It's all about you. Everything evolves around you. And so, again, I'm so excited that you all are joining me today because I have some valuable information to help you take your business to that next level. All this month, we are going to be talking about, you know, resetting, focus, and growing your business. And that is just so important. You know, you can't be hard on yourself for what you didn't do last year. You can't be hard on yourself and really put yourself down and really feel stressed over all of the things that did not happen in your business for the previous year. But what you can do is you can use anything as a learning tool to propel you into a positive growth pattern, right? And so that's what you need to be using. You want to prevent yourself from thinking negatively for this year, and you want to prevent yourself from using negative words. You want to prevent yourself from going down into a slump because of what didn't happen on last year in your business. What you want to do is you want to give yourself permission to reset. That is so very, very important, you know, because we have been given the opportunity to be here in this new year. And you need to understand what a blessing it is to live another year, right? To be brought into another year. You now can look back on last year and say, you know, it was never meant for me to leave this world. God gave me a lot of opportunities to accomplish things. And now here it is, I have another opportunity in 2018 to create my vision, to create my goals, to implement things, and learn from what didn't happen so that I can move forward and make things happen in 2018. How awesome is that, right? How phenomenal is that, that we were the ones chosen to be here in 2018 and to our success? And I truly believe that. And I want you to believe it. I want you to have an incredible amount of unshakable faith for 2018. So I want to just kind of catch you up to date and let you know what we're doing over at Women About Biz, because we've got just some exciting stuff going on, okay? So first of all, I want to just kind of give you a rundown of what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to be introducing our theme for January 2018. Also, we've got a great show lineup, and I'll be sharing that with you just shortly. And then also, I'm going to let you know what's happening with Women About Biz. We've got a whole new website that we're creating. We've got a lot of things going on at Women About Biz. I'm so very, very excited. And I'm going to share with you why we've had to actually change over to a new website, and I want it to be a learning lesson for you. So we're going to talk about all of that today as we move throughout Successful Woman Radio. Now, as always, this is a good time for you to flash over on another phone line and dial the number of just one or two friends and say, hey, can't talk long. Just want to let you know I'm on live at Successful Woman Radio. I need you to dial in. I need you to get some of this good information. Here's the phone number, 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, the number is 347-637-2589. And if you are listening from your smart device or your desktop laptop, then quickly go to your favorite social media and just, hey, I'm listening to Successful Woman Radio. If you're in business, you should really get on here and listen for a few minutes. Dial in 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And if you want to drop a link where they can also listen directly from their computer or smart device, of course, it is blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Okay? Well, it is 12:06 after the hour, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our exciting show today because, again, I have a lot to share with you all. First of all, I have a whole new set of questions entitled Five Questions to Generate Cash in 2018. I'm going to be talking to you about marketing 101. It's time to attract new clients. I really want to drive some things home to you about that. And then also, I'm going to talk to you about a very important campaign that we have going on, and I hope that you guys will register for it. And I'm talking about Jumpstart Your Success in 2018. We're going to be talking about that today, and I'm going to be going over some things that's so important with that. And then, you know, of course, if time permits, I want to just go over a few more things about you setting your goals for 2018 as well. So we've got a pack for you today. I'm very, very excited about it. And it is my desire that this year, as you listen to Successful Woman Radio, that you not only just listen and hear some of the valuable tools and resources that are shared, but that you actually become the leader that your business needs to be, that needs to have actually, and that you actually implement those things. That's the most important. When you hear good things that you can use for your business, you want to figure out how you're going to implement those things, right? Very, very important. And so, again, I want to just encourage you. We've got so much going on at Women About Biz. So what I'm going to do is, first of all, just tell you a little bit about Women About Biz and what's happening. And for those of you that are new to the show, Successful Woman Radio is the flagship radio show for Women About Biz. And, of course, Women About Biz is a business women's membership network that provides you with information to start, grow, and manage your business and help take your business to the high five and six-figure income so that you can move on to that seven-figure income, right? And so that's what we are about. And all this year, we have adopted the one word at Women About Biz that is going to be so vital for you to see your success this year, and it's change. That one simple word. That is the word that we have embraced, change. What kind of change am I talking about? I'm talking about positive change that can help you to quickly get positive results. You know, in every woman's life, we are going to go through trials and challenges. There are going to be obstacles in our way. When we start a business, you know, it is our desire to see that business grow into a full, mature business that is generating an incredible income. But sometimes along the road, along the journey of being in business, it doesn't always pan out like we hoped. We don't always get to see that incredible income. We deal with stress because many of us are working full-time jobs, right? And we want to come off that full-time job, but we can't because we're dependent upon that income, and yet we're trying to run our businesses part-time, and a lot of women are experiencing burnout. There's just so much going on. And so change is such an important word because we need to be changing the way we think about being in business. We need to be changing about how we are leading our business and changing the type of owners we are for our business, right? We need to be changing how we implement strategies and how we are actually running our business on a daily basis. Positive change is so very, very important. And so we all need to be holding on to that word for 2018, change. And so with that said, this year in January, I am excited to announce that our theme for the whole month of January is reset, again, reset, focus, and grow. You know, as I said earlier when I came on the show, we can't be hard on ourselves. And I bring that up because I know us as women, we can be harder on ourselves than anybody else. I mean, we can really lay the guilt trip on thick and heavy, right, to the point to where it paralyzes us and prevents us from moving forward and planning for our business. So, you know, we have to put our big girl panties on, right, and we have to suck it up. Anything that we didn't do that we were supposed to do for 2017, we need to make a commitment that we will follow through and make those things happen in 2018. And it's no time to go, woe is me, and this person's doing this with their business, and look how further ahead they are with theirs, or, oh, woe is me, I don't have the money to do this, I don't have the money to do that. We're not going to go there. Because all of that is stinking thinking, is negative talk, and it's just no place for it, right? Can I get an amen, right? So we're going to move forward this year with positive thoughts, positive thinking. We're going to reset, we're going to focus, and we are going to grow our businesses for 2018 like we never have before. Now, what is that going to require for you? That's going to require you to not only make a commitment, but that's going to require you to sacrifice a few things. I want you to understand that right now. I think one of the things that we totally miss as businesswomen sometimes, and I'm, you know, please know that when I say businesswomen, I basically do that as an inclusivity of businesswomen, but it's not all women, it's some of us, but the majority of us have these things in common that I often bring up. So I think a lot of the times that we are so hard on ourselves and we're so stuck in paralysis analysis and trying to be perfect, right, that we just are not getting things done. We're taking too long to plan. We're taking too long in implementing our tasks that support our goals. We're taking too long with strategies. We're just taking too darn long. And so we're not seeing things happen. And I think the reason why is because we're not putting things in a system. We are haphazardly, a lot of the time, on the fly, creating things. We're always reacting instead of being proactive. And, you know, I've talked about that before, and it's just so very, very important to stop being reactive to everything. Oh, my gosh, it's almost the end of the month. You know, I got to come up with something to make money. Okay, I've got to slap a product together or a service together, and I've got to do this. See, those things should be handled proactively. So what should be happening is that, again, you really should be looking at the long term for the year. How much money? Because, see, everything is going to be driven by literally what your sales goals are for 2018. And this is something that I have been explaining to a lot of my coaching clients for the last 6 months now, and that is you've got to be willing to identify how much money you want to generate within a 12-month period, because that really is going to dictate a lot to you, right? So if for example, you say you want to generate $100,000 for the year, right, you then have to create a cash flow to determine how that's going to happen. You've got to determine what type of services you're going to provide and the average cost of those services or the products you're going to provide and the average cost of those products. You've got to determine all of that, right? And oftentimes, I think what's happening is that you are only using one piece of the success puzzle. And as a result, by the end of the year, that puzzle doesn't get all put together because there are pieces of the puzzle that are missing. So the sales goal is key. It's very key. And I believe that if you are in business, okay, and I need you guys to hear me loud and clear on this. If you are in business, it means that you're wanting to generate revenue, cash, money, right? You're wanting to generate money. And so a business is not a business if it does not generate income. If it doesn't bring in a stream of revenue, it's not a business. It's a hobby or a nonprofit. You've just got a nonprofit that you're helping people with. So as a businesswoman, you've got to get extremely serious. You've got to suck it up. And you've got to put on your big girl panties, and you have got to be the CEO that your business needs for 2018, okay? And that's going to require some things of you. So what I want to do right now is I want to move on into our five questions to generate cash in 2018 and to introduce you to a whole new set of questions. Now, if you ladies will remember, for those of you who are longtime listeners, you know that at the top of every year, I introduce to you a whole new set of questions to help you ponder, to help you think, to help you brainstorm, to help you push yourself out of that box and start figuring out how to create your this year. These questions are geared towards you generating cold hard cash in 2018. So I hope that you have a notepad and pen and that you are ready to take these questions down. I will repeat them every single Monday on the radio show, because what you will find out is that you often will get different answers along the year, throughout the year, every week or every month, you'll start noticing your answers are going to change. The other thing that you need to know about the five questions to generate cash in 2018 is that it's important for you to create kind of like a business journal or a journal that you can keep the answers that you are coming up with for these questions, because each of the questions are going to cause you to have multiple answers. Sometimes it's going to cause you to have to research, and it's going to cause you to ask yourself more questions. You're going to end up having sometimes sub questions to the initial question, because it means that you need to go through a phase of discovery. Okay, which is going to lead you to have aha moments about what you need to be doing as the owner of your company, right? So let's go ahead and start with question number one. Question number one in the cash in 2018 is, what must I do? Are you listening? What must I do to achieve my sales goals this week or this month? What must I do to achieve my sales goals this week or this month? Now, if you remember anything about planning your business strategy for a 12-month period, what you need to understand and know is the first thing you do is you set your sales goals for that first 12 months, right? And so we're going to stick with the $100,000 that I initially brought up, right? So if your sales goal, for example, is $100,000, one of the things that you're going to need to kind of figure out what you need to be bringing in monthly or weekly is you're going to need to know what is the average cost of the average service or the average cost of the average product that you will be selling this year. To that, of course, you need the sales figure that you want to accomplish for the year, right? And what you're going to do is you're going to divide the average cost of an average service or product. You're going to divide that into whatever you said your sales goals is going to be. Very, very important. So I'm going to give you an example. So if my sales goals are $100,000 for the year, right, $100,000 for the year, I'm going to say that the average cost of my service is $59. Right? And if I'm trying to make $100,000, I take $100,000, okay, and I divide that by 59, and that means that I'm going to need 1,694 transactions for the year, okay? 1,694 transactions for the year. Now, notice I didn't necessarily say clients. For me, because I have a membership organization, it's going to be transactions for me. So now that I know I need 1,694 transactions, right, I can then begin to play with that and figure out how much I am going to need to generate every single month in order for me to meet that $100,000 goal, which is so very, very important. And that's how you begin to look at, you know, okay, knowing, hey, this is how much I in transactions I'm going to need. So I need to figure that out. And if that sounds like a lot, then maybe I need to increase the amount for my service or my product, or maybe I need to figure out how I'm going to be able to leverage the talents of others to help me push the word out or help distribute or sell whatever it is that I have. You see, I've learned that oftentimes it's the sales goals that the whole problem of success, you're not creating success in the first place. It could be. Because when you don't give enough time to looking at your sales goals, calculating and figuring out just how that money is supposed to come into you, and looking at what are the average costs of the average products that you are selling, or whether you need to add more services or products to the list, or whether you need to come up with a product or service that could meet the demand of your typical customer or client that could be at a higher cost level. You have to figure all of that out. And this is a classic case of putting the cart before the horse for many business owners, right? Because oftentimes a lot of business women are so excited about the pretty website, and they're so excited about the graphic images and the pictures and all the fun stuff that you get to do in business, but the core foundation of business really begins with the sales goal. Because until you know exactly how much money you want to be bringing in, you can't focus. It's hard to reset and focus when you don't know what you're supposed to be focusing on, right? And this is why I have a lot of people sharing with me that they feel like they're all over the place. They feel they're not quite sure. They don't have the clarity. They're not quite sure where they are in their business. And they're not quite sure of even understanding where they should be in business or how to even straighten it out, right? So it all begins with the sales goals. And so that is why in question number one, what must I do to achieve my sales goals for the week or month? This question is going to cause you to create your own set of sub-questions and to come up with those answers, right? Very important. Here is question number two, okay? Question number two. And I have my notes here, and sometimes I can't even read my own handwriting. Sorry about me kind of hesitating here, okay? But question number two is, am I consistent in implementing my marketing system to attract new leads, okay? Again, am I consistent in implementing my marketing system to attract new leads? Now, this is very, very important because hopefully you have a marketing system, but if you don't, then you're going to find yourself asking a whole other set of sub-questions to this one about, you know, what is my marketing system? You know, how do I create it? How do I find my target market? You know, what's the best ways to market for my business? It's going to cause you to ask yourself a whole new subset of questions as it pertains to marketing. And that's a good thing because sometimes we have to go through a phase of discovery before we can really get to the system itself. Very, very important to remember that. So that's question number two. Again, am I consistent in implementing my marketing system to attract new leads? And we know that marketing is crucial, mandatory to survive, right? Because it is the system that we use to attract and generate leads. And it is leads that we need, people that we need in order to present and close the sale. So that's the byproduct. We close the sale and money becomes the byproduct, right? Very, very important. Here's number three, and this one is dear to my heart. It is something that I practice, not as much as I needed to in 2017, but I have embraced it, and I am on my way in 2018 with it. Have I identified a minimum? Notice I said a minimum. Have I identified a minimum of three new people to talk with daily about the benefits of using my services or products? Now, that's three new people every single day. And let's just say that's 5 days a week, right? And then so that's 60 people in a month times 12 months. So at the end of the year, you can have like 720 in your database that you are actually consistently marketing to, right? If you push that number up to five, right, then that's going to give you 100 people a month that you would have talked with and 1,200 people in the course of the year that you will have added to your database. Now, I used to do this consistently, and this is how I was able to build up Women About Biz initially to more than 10,000 people in my database because at the time I felt like I don't think I even had $500 consistently in the beginning when I started Women About Biz. I didn't have $500 consistently to put in some type of marketing, and I had a marketing expert tell me that I really needed, if I wanted to generate $100,000 a year from Women About Biz, that I needed to actually spend 10%, 10 to 20% of that $100,000. I need to spend 10 to 20% in marketing, right? And, you know, $100,000 times 20% is $20,000. If you divide that by 12 months, that's $1,600 a month. I didn't have $1,600 a month, and I didn't even have $500 a month, right? So what did I do? I had to go back, and I had to rely on my girl power. I had to go back, and I had to rely on myself, and I had to really just start thinking out of the box. And this is why I became such a good strategist and brainstormer, because I had to learn to think out of the box and not use not having money as an excuse not achieve and succeed, right? So what I did is I said to myself, I said, okay, I need to look at the fastest route. I don't have the money I need to really advertise or market. So, but what I am good at is I'm good at talking with people, and I am good at being, I'm good at helping people to see my authenticity and my true passion to help them achieve success. So what will I do? And so what I did is I created a free membership at Women About Biz. And I wanted to make sure that they actually received good value for what it was that I was going to provide to them for free. I still wanted them to have good value for free, right? And then I made it a goal. I said, well, you know what? I started trying to figure out, okay, how many paid members do I want? Well, they've got to be free members first in order for them to be paid members, because they need to experience what we have to offer. And so what I did was I came up with my goals of how many paid members that I want, and I came up with my goal of how many free members I needed to have in my network. And I think at the time, I wanted to have like 200 paid members, and I wanted to have like, you know, 3,000 free members in my network, right? And so I made it my goal. I said, if I call five people 5 days a week, five new people 5 days a week, and I talk with them and share with them what I do, learn about what they do, establish a connection, and offer them that free membership, that at the end of the year, I could have up to 1,200 new members in Women About Biz. And so every single day, I set out to call five new people. Now, where did I get those five new people from? They came from me networking twice a week. It came from social media. It came from other people who I previously talked to, me asking them at the end of the conversation, do you know any other businesswomen that might be interested in being a part of our free membership at Women About Biz, that you'd like to extend a complimentary membership on your behalf? I went back over people that had attended my workshops and different things, and, you know, and if I didn't know them, they were counted as a new prospect or a new person to talk with, to connect with. So I started inviting people to connection calls. These were 10 to 15 minute connection calls where my only goal was to have them to share with me what they did, I share what I did, and then to offer them a free membership. That was the whole purpose. And so I did that. And in a period of 90 days, I stuck with the five people a day, and I saw how powerful that actually was. Was it a lot of work? Absolutely. But the most valuable commodity that I actually had going in my favor was time. I had committed the time to make that happen, and I was willing to sacrifice that, cut out certain activities so that I could talk with those individuals, right? And so over the course of a year, I think I exceeded my goal of 1,200 new members, and I think in that first year we had over 2,000 new members. And guess what happened? Something just beautiful happened. The power of duplication started sharing Women About Biz with other people. And before I knew it, people then started ringing my phone, the power of synergy. And I've talked about this before. The power of synergy occurred, and people started ringing my phone and asking me questions, right, about joining as a free member. And, you know, they had questions about a lot of other things. So it exploded. It really exploded. And there I found myself in about 2 to 3 years having more than 10,000 free members on Women About Biz, which was absolutely incredible. And it began to dawn on me that I need to teach other people this system. And so for a long time, I have been teaching people about calling 3 to 5 new people every single day. And, of course, with social media and people inviting you to be their friends all the time, you shouldn't run out of new people to talk to. And you should be attending those 2 to 3 networking events every week. Now, if you're working a full-time job, that can be a little much. If you have kids, that can really be a little much. But I really feel if you're going to be aggressive, you got to do a minimum of 2 networking events a week so you can start getting yourself out there, meeting people, and becoming engaged and involved with what they are doing. Okay? Very, very important. So, you know, again, as I said before, you know, question number 3 is very important because it is going to help you to start seeing some positive results quickly. Have I identified a minimum of 3 new people to talk with daily of using my services or products? Very, very important. Very, very important. Okay? And then you need to also be asking yourself, this is question number 4. What are the business goals that I need to accomplish this week or this month, okay? What are the business goals? Because once you know the sales goals, and you're going to have to figure out what you need to be doing to generate that cash, then you can move on with asking yourself, what are the business goals I need to accomplish this week or this month? What are my business goals? Have you set business goals for 2018 altogether? So you've got to figure that out. And then lastly, in question number 5, in the 5 questions to generate cash in 2018, What must I change about my leadership to move my business forward? Let me repeat that. Question number 5 in the 5 questions to generate cash in 2018, what must I change about my leadership to move my business forward in 2018? Now, this is very, very important, right? And the reason why it's important is because everything is predicated on you and your actions as the owner of your business, right? If you don't properly set your goals and implement your task and help other, get other people to help you with implementing the task, then automatically you're not going to see your goals accomplished for the new year, okay? And that's just all there is to it. And so because of that, it's very important, very, very important that you realize how vital your role is to you being successful in your business. There is nobody else, and I want to repeat this, nobody else is going to help your business be as, because you were the birther of the business. You created the business. So you have to have more passion, more zest, more zeal, more desire than anybody to be the best leader that you can possibly be for your business. You have to be, right? So I want you to understand this, and I want you to start always evaluating yourself and looking at how you can be a better leader for your business. Now, what I want to share with you quickly, and this is something that I had to learn the hard way about being a leader in my business, and that is you cannot do everything in your business. Just hang it up. It's just not. If you want to move forward and you really want to know one of the key, most pivotal factors, secrets in you seeing a six-figure income this year, it has to be your understanding that you cannot be the only one doing something for your business. You're going to have to learn how to leverage the talent and potential. And this is very important. You're going to have to learn how to leverage the talent and the potential of other people who can help you push your business into a whole nother level. And what that means is you may have to use a virtual assistant. Right? You probably need to create that power team. There's a whole lot of things that you're going to have to do in order to be that next level leader for your business. So this question is very pivotal because you have to become the owner or the leader that your business requires you to be. Now, out of all the questions that I asked last year, I turned this question, I kept this particular question and changed it a little bit. Because it's so vital to your success this year. You've got to start looking at your success in a whole nother light. You've got to start being the owner, the leader that your business needs to move itself to the next level. And it can't have an owner who procrastinates. It can't have an owner who's negative on herself all the time. It can't have an owner who's not willing, right, to connect with other people and be the ambassador for her company. It can't have that kind of owner. And so, again, I want to encourage you to go over all of these questions, right, and I want to encourage you to become the business owner and the CEO that your business needs for success. Is that vital? Because you can have all of the necessary tools and resources at your fingertips. Somebody right now can give you $100,000 to market your business. But unless you have the leadership skills to take your business forward, guess what? It won't happen. Thus, this is the difference between those who succeed and those that do not. It's all about leadership capabilities. And, yes, even people who have strong leadership capabilities still have things that they need to work on, okay? but it is all about leadership. So it's going to all boil down to your leadership, and that is why you must ask yourself, what must I change about my leadership to move my business forward? Very, very important. So I want to introduce to you a program that I have developed to me. I developed the program simply because I felt that we all needed a jump start for 2018. And so I definitely want you guys to share this with as many people as you possibly can. Okay, so I hope you guys have a pen in hand. Because I'm going to give you instructions for how to tap into this very special program, okay? So the name of the program is Jumpstart Your Success in 2018, Reset, Focus, and Grow. So again, the name of the program is Jumpstart Your Success, right? And what this program is all about, it is a 14-day program that will help you to evaluate where you've been and discover new ways to create an amazing and wildly successful business in 2018. For example, have you been saying to yourself that you would like to have better focus in your business? Would you like to implement the tasks necessary to accomplish your goals? Because, you know, a lot of people have issues with implementation. Do you want to be a better owner and leader so you can take your business to that next level? And do you want to generate a high five or six-figure income this year? So if your answer is yes to all or any of those questions, then this program is truly for you. And guess what? It is totally free. I am giving you my all in this program to help you jumpstart your business for this year. Here's what you're going to learn: how to evaluate your business so you can move it forward, setting your business goal for first quarter 2018, identifying leadership skills you must have to take your business to that next level, identifying your power team. Remember, I told you that you can't do it by yourself. You're going to need the assistance of others to help you move forward. Creating your marketing funnel. Oh, that's so very important. It's all about a marketing funnel, which is an automated system so that your company can be marketed 24/7, even when you sleep. And then it's about creating an accountability system that's going to help you to move your business forward, and it's going to help hold you accountable. That is so very, very important, right? And so this is going to be going on from January 15th to the 29th, and it is going to be set up like a course, so it's going to be on demand. So that means that although I'll be giving some live calls, evening calls, I'll be scheduling some live calls. This is all going to be on-demand, automated, so it's going to be able to fit into your schedule whenever you need it to, right? But the whole system is going to be going on from January 15th through January 29th, and then you're going to be receiving daily emails to remind you to complete different worksheets, because you're going to receive a really nice workbook that I've created that's going to help you to answer questions and work through all of the processes of resetting, refocusing, and growing your company. And then, of course, I'll be hosting live calls to those who are in the Jumpstart Your Success in 2018. So this is very, very important to me, right? And it's interesting because I have a lot going on, and I'm going to share that with you in a minute with Women About Biz. We're restructuring the website. We're recreating, changing over to a course business model for on-demand courses. We're doing so much all at the same time, and I would not be able to do it if I were not delegating it to my virtual assistants, and I had a lot of different people helping me with doing a lot of things, right? And so I really wanted to do this program. And when I started looking at developing the program, I said, well, you know what, I'm not going to put the cart before the horse. I'm going to go ahead and develop the program, and then I'll let the audience know. And so that's exactly what I have done. But we are in between websites right now. So our brand-new website actually debuts on this following Monday. I'm so excited about it. And so what you need to do in order to register for Reset, Focus, and Grow and receive your workbook and the materials and information about it, I need you to actually email me. And I'm going to give you my email address, and I'm only going to be accepting 50 people in this particular program, just 50 people, because I'm going to be touching each one of those individuals' lives with helping you. So I can only accept 50. So I can tell you right now that my client load is heavy, and I've already had about 20 clients that have signed up for it. So that leaves about 30 slots open. So I need you to email me. And here's my email address, T Newbie, T as in Trina, T Newbie, N-E-W-B as in boy, Y as in yard, T Newbie at Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, T Newbie at womenaboutbiz.net, N-E-T, okay? So again, T Newbie at womenaboutbiz.net. I need you to email me, and in the subject line, say, I'm ready to reset. That's all you have to say. And then tell me you want to register for Jumpstart Your Success in 2018, and I'll go ahead tomorrow and get the information out to you. So if you email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net, and Women About Biz, biz is B-I-Z as in zebra, tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net, in the subject line put I'm ready to reset. And then I will email you information that you're going to need to get yourself set up for the Jumpstart Your Success in 2018 course. And trust me, you're going to absolutely love this, because you're going to be able to listen to the audios and look at the webinars at any time that you want. You're going to be able to do that. It's going to be on demand, but we will be having some scheduled live sessions, and we will be having some worksheets and required other things that you're going to need to be doing, okay? So this is something that I want to ask you to commit to yourself, invest the time in your business to reset, focus, and grow so that you will start off 2018 this month correctly, okay? And I hope that all of you who are listening will do just that. And then, of course, for those of you that register by emailing me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net, send you that information, and also send you a link to a webpage that you can share with other individuals, okay? So this is about following directions, and this is about taking advantage of what you hear on the show, tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net, in the subject line, I'm ready to reset, in the body of the email, hey, I want to register for Jumpstart Your Success in 2018, and then I will go ahead and send you the information. Now, this is free. This is value at more than $500. I have did this particular type of program for other organizations and churches, and I have charged way more. And so this is free, but what I require of you to be committed and invest your time. January 15th through 29th, is the program date for this, and so I want you to be ready to open up to learning and to stretching yourself to stepping outside of the box. Jumpstart your success in 2018. Let's reset, focus, and grow your business. Let's generate some cash. Hopefully you were listening to the 5 questions to generate cash in 2018 and you wrote them down. Okay, very, very important. If not, though, I will get them up on the website for you to actually see. I want to share with you what's been going on at Women About Biz, because we've got a lot of exciting stuff happening. And I know that I've been mentioning on the show that we were getting ready to change business models and go to a course driven model where the courses would be on demand. And so what that's required me to have to do is to pretty much take a lot of my valuable workshops and information and turn them into courses. So throughout like the last 4 or 5 months, that's what I've been doing, is creating courses out of all of the information and subjects that I've been talking on the radio, from my articles, my how-to articles on Women About Biz. I've been turning things into courses. So you're really going to enjoy our new business model. You're going to absolutely love it. But in addition to that, we experienced something that's been kind of on a wild ride for the last 2 years at Women About Biz, and that is we have had 7 crashes of our womenaboutbiz.com domain, right? And the reason why we've had those, we've had people to spam. We've had people to, you know, steal our website. We've had people to do so many different things. And it's come from because we use the word women, and we've had such a high viewership, and we're an aged domain. We've had a lot of porno sites and a lot of illegal activity from people just stealing stuff that has caused problems with our womenaboutbiz.com. That .com extension has caused us a problem, right? And so because of that, we are switching over to our .net domain, okay? And it will happen officially on next Monday. Very, very excited about that. It will happen officially on next Monday, which is January 15th. We will be debuting our brand new website, womenaboutbiz.net. So the only thing that's changing about that domain name is the extension, which is .net instead of .com. So it'll be womenaboutbiz.net. And very, very excited about it. If you want to get a sneak peek of what that's going to look like, you can go over to womenaboutbiz.net and you can take a look at the makings of the site. We're pushing everything through, populating the content. So it's not quite ready yet, but that is going to be the site. Womenaboutbiz.net, and I'm so excited to be launching this, but we had to actually switch over to a whole nother hosting company. We had to use our .net extension on our domain because of the crashes on the site, because of the hackers coming and using that .com. We had to use all of that, and we had to learn a lot about security. And so what we decided to do, you know, from experts' advice, is we will be abandoning the .com domain. We'll still be owners of it, but we'll be abandoning it. We won't be hosting anything with the .com, and it will all be under womenaboutbiz.net. And then anybody that goes to womenaboutbiz.com, they'll automatically be redirected to womenaboutbiz.net. But it was for the best, and I can tell you guys, this was such a gut-wrenching decision. Because womenaboutbiz.com is an 18-year-old domain name. And so it's been really, really hard for me to make that decision and to push forward. But if I am telling everybody else to embrace the word change for 2018, then I had to make some positive changes as well. And one positive change that I had to make is to make decisions quickly as a CEO. Make them quickly, make them swift, and move forward with whatever it is that I'm planning for. And, you know, as soon as I made that decision, everything began to fall into place, right? So I'm so excited about that. So I hope that those of you who go over to womenaboutbiz.net to get a sneak preview of the site, I hope that you like the layout. Again, all the pages are not activated yet, but this is just giving you a sneak preview of what's to come on next Monday, January 15th, as we launch our Jumpstart Your Success in 2018 from this site, and we also launch the overall website, womenaboutbiz.net. So I'm very, very excited about that. And definitely, I would love to have your feedback about just the look of the homepage and how it looks. Again, you can connect with me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net. So appreciative of all of our fans and all of our followers and our members who've been so supportive over these last 18 years at Women About Biz. We couldn't have done it without you. And so we're just moving ourselves to a whole nother level. We really are. And as we move to a whole nother level, as I learn new marketing techniques, new strategies, new systems, I'm going to be sharing with you on how you can create a bigger and a better business based on the positive results that we have had as well. So I hope that you will continue to hang in there with us and that you will continue to be a part of our family of business women. So what I want to talk to you about as we look at closing the show for today, I want to talk to you about becoming marketing savvy, okay? Very, very important because, you know, in order for you to generate a high five or six figure income for 2018, it's about you being the leader of your business. But then as a leader, you've got to know how to put together a marketing strategy that is going to work. Now, if you guys remember, okay, if you remember in 2017, I basically covered in November and December the book Get Clients Now by C.J. Hayden. Such an excellent book. Bravo, really just simplifying and ironing out what needs to happen in order to generate leads and attract more clients, right? So very, very excited about that. So as a result, and I'm seeing people are they're resetting. We've got, it looks like we've got at least 30-plus emails. So keep sending them in. I'll consider going over that 50 mark, but it looks like we've got a lot of people saying they're ready to reset. I'm very excited about that. But in going over the Get Clients Now book, I'm so excited about it. And a lot of the strategies that I will be teaching in 2018 will be coming from Get Clients Now. And the big thing is that, ladies, it's time to have a consistent marketing schedule. You've got to. And I'm learning, not even myself, I practiced marketing, but I wasn't as consistent as I needed to be. So we're all on this journey together, right? And I want to share with you some simple marketing one-on-one things that you really need to be thinking about for 2018, okay? So the first thing I want to let you know is that we are, as of January 15th, there will be a free course called Marketing 101, and I want you to be able to take that course. So start by one of the biggest things that you can do for yourself to become a master in marketing is to really get to understand it. So you'll start by taking the Women About Biz Marketing 101 course through womenaboutbiz.net, okay? That's the first thing that I want you to do. Then I also want you to as of next Monday, get into our marketing channel and read those marketing articles because they will be in sequential order in terms of how you should be thinking about creating your marketing plan, right? The other thing I want to say is that if you are trying to shorten your success curve and start seeing things happen faster, then you're going to need to consider hiring a marketing coach or consultant to help you form or focus better with your marketing plan, right? That's just something that you're going to have to do. So you've got to determine what your budget is going to be. If you have not subscribed to your industry's publications to keep up with the latest trends, this is something that you must do. You must understand it because this is also going to shorten your learning curve, keep you in the know, because a lot of the times trade associations and organizations do a lot of research and put out a lot of statistics about your industry, and so you need to keep up with that. The next thing that's going to be important for you in marketing is you've got to keep up with the latest on your competitors and your industry, and you should consider setting up a Google alert. Okay, so if you just go to google.com/alerts, A-L-E-R-T-S, google.com/alerts, then you can set up alerts to send you information on specific keywords or keyword phrases, right? And it's a free tool, and it can really keep you in the know about what's going on in your industry. However, this is what I recommend if you haven't did it already. I recommend that you actually create a separate email that you use for your subscribing to e-newsletters, subscribing to free services, subscribing to things like Google Alert, so that it doesn't crowd up your main email so much, right? Because your main email, you want leads coming to that email, you want customers inquiring, and you don't want to miss anybody because you've got so much coming in there. So if you're going to do Google Alerts, which I highly recommend, you definitely need to create a secondary email that you actually receive your Google Alerts in and that you receive your subscriptions and different things that are not going to impact your business if you were not to look at those emails for a while, right? Very important. The next thing I think is key is that you should consider conducting a small focus group where you invite a certain amount of people over to discuss your services or your products or your marketing techniques. That's going to be important, right? And it's going to help you to really hone in on what people want more of, and how you can meet the demand to what they want. And there's going to be more information, again, in our marketing channel on creating a focus group for yourself. And then you've got to always know what your competitive edge is. This is key. Always know how you can set yourself apart from your competitors. Now, I'm going to make it real easy for you and let you know right now that really most competitive edges are always going to be you, the owner. How can you use yourself to be the competitive edge for your company as the ambassador for your company to set yourself apart? Because there's only one you. So no one can clone you. It's just you. And so this is why you are the competitive edge for your company. You can be that ambassador for your company. Of course, there are other competitive edges that you can have, but go with the easiest one, you. You can become an ambassador for your company. You can develop relationships. You can do one-on-one connections and presentations, group presentations. You can create videos talking about what your business offers. You can build credibility up in your company with your product. You can become the competitive edge for your business. And for most small businesses, micro businesses, home-based, you know, you're under that, right under that six-figure or right at maybe $250,000, you can really be that branding part for your company while at the same time branding your company and doing what you need to do to get the word out there about what it is that you do or what it is that you offer. Very, very important. So we've got to get serious and have conversations about marketing. And even though you may have someone else to help you with your marketing, you still need to become a master in understanding the process of marketing itself. So there you have it. You know, I've given you guys a lot of information today. Don't forget to send me an email, ready to reset, in the subject line to tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.net. I will see your information come up. Don't forget, I'm also going to send you a link where you can share it with others. And so when you get that link, make sure you share it with others, and I will consider going over that 50-person mark, but I will have to restructure it a little bit. But I want to help as many people as I can. But I said 50 is the goal. That was my initial goal. So it looks like I've got a lot. I can't count right now, but it looks like I've got a lot of people listening to the show that have already sent in their emails. And it's first come, first served. So I'm very, very excited about that. At the end of the day, it is my desire, ladies, to see you create your abundance this year. It is my desire to see you go where I'm going, which is through the road of unshakable faith, a level of belief that's so deeply rooted within myself, it compels me to take swift and immediate action on all of my dreams, all of my goals. And I truly hope that you will go with me on this journey for yourself and get your dose of unshakable faith, so that you can also drive on that same road of success, right? And that together we can share our successes, we can share our techniques, we can share how we are doing in business, and we can continue to support and help one another. That's what it's all about for me, being a woman about biz. I want to wish you again a happy new year. Make sure you mark your calendar, because we got a lot going on January 15th. For Successful Woman Radio. Don't forget to share. Love you guys. Take care.